השם חזר ויארץ דיבך ויארץ דיבך ויארץ השם
Shalom, Kli Olami.
Hello, World Kli. Beloved friends. 10 number 4 from Tel Aviv and 10 number 1 from Zichron Yaakov are happy and excited to open the morning lesson with hope that the connection that was created between our two 10s will be a humble opening for the global connection that's about to come up in the big convention that we're about to have. And we will start it already in this lesson. Good luck, Lechaim, friends.
We'll read a source from the excerpt from Bala Sulam Shamari 113. In the work of the Creator, when one finds himself standing between heaven and earth, he's not asking the Creator for something redundant, but only for the light of faith, for the Creator to open his eyes so he can take upon himself the quality of faith. This is called raising the Shekhinah from the dust. This prayer is accepted from every mouth. That is, whatever state a person is in, if he asks to revive his soul with faith, his prayer will be answered.
Dear Creator, we thank you for the opportunity to connect together and serve the world Kli. We pray that we will feel that everything comes from you and that we will serve you with joy. We ask you to help us during the lesson to be as one man in one heart. Give the entire world Kli the strength and confidence to incorporate with one another and pray to you. We ask you now to connect us. Help us to be guarantors of one of each other, to only care for the friends, and observe the commandment, love your friend as yourself. We pray that we will be worthy to pass your light to all of mankind and give you contentment. We thank you for the great opportunity to turn to you together as one big ten. And now we're going to move to a silent workshop. Each friend opens his heart and thinks, with what prayer am I entering the lesson?
Read the second excerpt from the source from Zohar for All, and you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before. Henceforth, you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit, there will be peace in the world, as it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you.
A question for an active workshop. What do we currently lack in order for the Creator to rejoice with us and bring peace upon us? Once again, an active workshop. What do we currently lack in order for the Creator to rejoice with us and bring peace upon us? Active workshop.
What do we currently lack in order for the Creator to rejoice with us and bring peace upon us? What we lack is that we will ask for peace in the world as one complete plea.
Yes, we talked all week long about the sorrow of divinity and yearn for the Shekhinah and the attempt to exit ourselves and pray through our ten to the whole world, Kli, to the rest of the world, in order for the Creator to have a place to dwell.
We always lack the importance of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, feeling the friends, as much as I feel myself, and feeling ourselves that we are always opposite the Creator as a ten.
Love of friends, exertion in love of friends, the request for love of friends. So that's our point of contact.
Maybe nothing is lacking right now. I look at this state we are in here. All the friends, everyone is trying, and they just want to be in the materials we're studying and to be with Rav, to be together, to give contentment. I feel such an effort. Everyone is trying, and the Creator is truly happy. He rejoices with us. I don't feel anything missing.
For the Creator to be joyous with us. Unite all these feelings of ours to Him. So that really our heart will rejoice with Him, as it's written. Because what is this whole thing towards Him or towards us? The moment we will be able to feel and accept this state that we have even now that is perfect, and that we only want to yearn and add more exertion in coming to Him with yearning for rejoicing Him, and it becomes the same direction.
Yes, indeed, we have everything. Support from the upper force, a great Rav, all the materials, the situation in the world. However, what I think we are lacking is a prayer from the bottom of our heart to bring out the deficiency, to raise man together, a yearning in order to receive the mud.
We're lacking the justification of the Creator, to agree with what He's giving us, to agree with what He wants to give us. And then we'll be in peace with Him.
Bala Sulam writes that you lack nothing but to go out in the field that the Lord had blessed and collect all of the depleted depleted organs, something like that. A common demand for connection with the faith that the Creator is the one who can save us in that.
On one hand, we need to believe that we're not missing anything. On the other hand, it seems like what the friends are saying, we're missing everything. That state between those two poles, those two extremes, where every small tendency towards a sensitivity of our souls and to try to do everything towards the good that does good, relative to great efforts to push ourselves towards spirituality as if it's all in our hands. Constantly going back and forth between one and other state to find ourselves eventually in the middle line.
The Creator will rejoice in us when we will rejoice in Him. When we will be in adhesion with Him, joy comes out of good deeds. So it's about the ability to enjoy adhesion with Him and get the reward back to us, back to ourselves, so that from the prayer we will truly get true joy.
What are we missing so that the Creator will bring upon us peace now? Nothing. Maybe that we'll be happy with Him, where we're together yearning for Him.
We will raise together our prayer for the friends. This is what we will do the entire lesson. We will try to do it precisely like we were doing it yesterday throughout the day.
Since
we're going to be watching a recorded lesson from the 4th of May this year, and we'll move to that lesson now.